It's Jules, and welcome to module 4 of The Organized Cook, which is all about the art of meal planning. And I just wanted to speak a little bit to you about why I've included some meal plans in this program. And I guess the main reason was just to give you some ideas of how you can use the building block mise en place and the do-ahead recipes to incorporate that into your meal planning. So I've included some like done for you meal plans. In module 4, we've got one that's more for cooler weather. And in module 5, there's one for warmer weather. However, I really want to stress that it's just an example, and that's not how I do my meal planning, nor do I think it is the kind of best way to go about meal planning, because it's really labor intensive. You're locked in, you can't change things. It gets a bit boring. You know, there's a lot of reasons why I don't use it. So I just thought I'd record a quick audio where I just talk about the art of meal planning and how I actually go about meal planning these days. And I also wanted to direct you to, there's a whole program in the Stone Soup Virtual Cookery School called Master Your Meal Plan, which really goes into a heap of detail on how I actually do my meal planning and how I make this work. But really the organized cook and just having those, doing that prep and having those building block recipes on your mise en place in the fridge ready to go is like the first step, and that's going to make a huge difference to how you decide what to cook and on a kind of week to week basis. So, and then I also thought it'd be fun just have a look in my fridge and my freezer here and kind of just talk you through what I've got planned for this week. So you get another kind of example of real life organized cooking in action. So in terms of how I actually go about meal planning, most weeks, I'm usually on a Wednesday or a Thursday night, my Irishman, my husband and I will, at dinner time, he'll be like, yo, so what's it? We'll have a chat about what we're going to have for food on the weekend. And he'll sometimes have some ideas. You know, might be wanting to cook a curry, or, you know, he's trying to perfect his steak or whatever it is. And so we'll toss around some ideas there. Some weeks, and I've just been doing this more recently, I've been having kind of a cookbook of the week vibe. So I'll have a particular cookbook that I'll be flicking through just to get a few ideas. And then essentially, I'll just have those ideas in my head, and sometimes I'll write a list, particularly if we've got people coming over to stay. We live in the country, so if people come, it's usually for the whole weekend. So like last weekend was a long weekend, and we had some friends coming to stay for the whole weekend, and we had some friends just coming out for a bonfire and a bit of dinner one night. So I certainly, I planned out what I was going to cook, and I wrote my list, and I got everything that I needed for that, because when you've got a lot of people, you don't need that extra stress of trying to wing it. But when it's just us, sometimes I'll write a few things down on a list, but usually I just keep it in my head. And, if I forget something, it's not the end of the world. I know that I'll be able to, swap it out and change it for something else. So then, go shopping. Sometimes I do write a list if I'm sending my Irishman to the shops, which normally I don't. I like to do the grocery shopping, but since having a baby, he has been doing that a bit more often. I've got the food, get it home. Sometimes I'll prep stuff on the weekend. So, I might be cooking up a bunch of kale or whatever it is. But sometimes I'll just be prepping as I go. And that's pretty much it. And then I, just cook on a, sometimes I have things a little bit planned out in my head, but sometimes it's just like, that morning or that afternoon, I look in the fridge and go, okay, what are we going to have for dinner tonight? And I, just see what we've got and just take it from there. And it's not stressful. It's just, that's kind of how I like to cook. And it gives us a lot of flexibility. And plus the brilliant thing is that I'm not spending a lot of time, writing lists or feeling resentful of having to spend a lot of time kind of getting organized. Before we move on to having a little bit of a dig around my fridge, I guess the one thing I did want to say that I don't know if I've really covered it anywhere else in the program is when I do my mise en place, or when I'm doing a building block recipe, or when I'm cooking anything, I always make more than I'm going to need for just that meal, because it just saves so much time. So if I'm cooking some pasta for Fergal, for example, I will cook, two or three times as much as we're going to need, and I'll just keep it in, when it's cool, Just toss it in a little bit of olive oil so it doesn't stick together, and then just keep it in the fridge so I can just heat it up and we're good to go. Or if I'm making some cauliflower rice to have with a curry one night, I will, you know, either I'll generally like grate the whole cauliflower and then just, you know, whatever we don't eat, put the rest in the fridge. Then I've got it for breakfast or lunches. So you see how that kind of flows on, and that's really, you know, you're not really spending hardly any extra time in the kitchen. Like, you know, it'll take a couple of extra seconds to cut up the rest of the cauliflower and grate it, but you know, the food processor's already out, it's already dirty, you've already got the chopping board out, you've already got the cauliflower there. Like, it just, it's how I streamline my mise en place. And you know, if I'm cooking a pot of lentils, I'll cook a whole packet, you know, of lentils, like, so, you know, 500 grams, a whole pound of lentils, rather than just cooking what we're going to need for that meal. So really wanted to stress that. I think that's really the key to making this easy and to making it work. And that's certainly how I do it in my kitchen. So I'm just going to open my fridge here and have a look and talk you through. I should have done a video, but I didn't want to do my hair. So we're on audio today, but you'll get the vibe. So I've got some lentils that I had cooked on the weekend. We had those for breakfast with some eggs, but you know, we've just been eating them through the week for breakfast. I've got a heap of fermented veggies. I'm really heavily into those at the moment. So I've got some red sauerkraut, some kimchi, and it's like a carrot and radish daikon ferment that's kind of Indian inspired. I've got my yogurt, a heap of yogurt that I made last week. I've got some pasta that I cooked for Fergal. I've got some leftover chicken. I've got some shredded cabbage. What else have we got in here? I've got some dal. I've got some ratatouille. And what's that at the back there? Always good to dig in. Oh, leftover curry. Awesome. what else? And some curry that we had for dinner the other night that I've got in lunchbox kind of size containers, so my Irish can just take that to work. And I've also got some potatoes that have been boiled. So, you know, I could either mash them or roast them. They're like just kind of, we use them for my Irish made a potato curry, funnily enough. So yeah, I can use them to roast or, you know, for carbs for Fergal. Then I've got my fresh veg. So I've got mayo in the fridge. I've got some pesto and also some fermented chili sauce. So, you know, quite a heap of things there that I can just pull together as a meal, like really quickly, you know, without having to do hardly any prep at all. And, you know, it's going to be all real food, there's some roast parsnip as well. And there's also some leftover ragu, like bolognese sauce. So there's loads of options there for quick and easy meals that are going to be really delicious. And then if I just have a quick look in the freezer, so of course I've got my frozen peas and broad beans. I've got some roast sweet potato in here, some cooked pasta for Fergal, a heap of pesto that I made at the end of summer when my basil was still around. And I've got some rice cooked. I think I said the sweet potato. I've got some peanut butter hummus in here that I was experimenting with. That I was thought Fergal would really loved, and he didn't love it. So I thought I'd just freeze it and bring it back, you know, in a few weeks' time, try it again. And then I've also got some cheesy pasta frozen in there that Fergal loves, and some chocolate chip cookies for Fergal's lunchboxes, which is sugar free, by the way. So, and a great recipe. And then I've also got some, you know, frozen berries and bananas, so frozen fruit. So that's pretty much it. So I hope you found this helpful. I really wanted to stress that whole thing of, you know, meal planning. There's many ways to go about it, and certainly sitting down and writing things out or following someone else's written plan isn't necessarily the best way for everyone. So I'll see you in module 5.